Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little brighter. Carrie is a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book author.
And Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not. We live in Maine, and it's awesome.
It is. This is Sean.
And this is Carrie.
And Sparty.
What?
And it's time for the random thought.
I'm going to ask you a question. You ready?
Yeah.
If you're with...
Scared.
Don't be scared. Why would you be scared?
Go ahead.
Okay, so enough of love, I guess. My question is, if you could have a voice, anybody else's voice, who would you have?
That was my stomach.
Your stomach was answering for you.
If I could have anybody else's voice.
Yeah. Like, is there a voice you admire? You know, people are always admiring other people's looks or intellect or money. Like, why not admire their voice?
No. I don't know. I'd like to be able to sing, like, a mofo.
Who
really
do you want to sing
singer.
Like?
I don't know. Jeez, that's tough. I can't think right now, but you're putting me on the spot.
Well, you're supposed to improv an answer, man.
But if I was just going to have, if just as far as like speaking voice,
yeah.
I'd like to have like a deep voice. Like maybe like a Barry White, smooth, deep voice or something.
You wouldn't want your little bit of Southern accent anymore?
I don't know. I just want to be able to play around. So I'd like to try that one.
And there's no singer? You can just think, like, you'd be like, I want to be Eddie Vedder, or I want to be Johnny Cash, or I want to be Bono.
Not Johnny. Oh, yeah.
No. Sean has a strong reaction to Bono. Poor Bono.
I know you love him.
I used to.
I don't know who I want to be. As a singer. Just somebody that can sing fantastically well.
Mariah Carey.
No, man. I do want to sound like a man. And, I don't know.
City lights make it dark at night when they don't work properly.
Writing tip of the pod.
Bump into stuff, then you bump into things, and you bump into pigeons, and you bump into their
So basically, what we learn here is that Sean has a really hard time thinking of a voice that isn't him. That's because he's so inherently himself. But voice is something that authors talk about, and writers talk about, and reviewers talk about all the time about what makes a good book. Like, if the voice is really solid, if the voice is really real, did it like run off the page? Is it authentic? And it always makes me wonder exactly what they're talking about when they're talking about voice. Voice isn't just your writing style, it's how you look at the world via your narrator. Like, what drives you to write helps create your voice as an author. And that's underneath every narrator. But that's underneath every narrator. No matter how big you build that character and feel like you're inside of it, there's a tiny bit of the author that is you that is going to impact every single character and their voice, no matter how hard you try. So, like, you have to think about what drives you to do anything, even when you're just speaking. Like, all those things create your voice.
Yeah. So, I'm never going to be able to tell you who I want to be as a singer now. Because you just overloaded my brain and made it explode. Because now I realize that the same developmental factors that make you who you are psychologically and socially and whatever other, please go with that group, are the same things that build your actual verbal voice.
In real life.
Disregarding any defects. But, so yeah, to think that those two things are on parallel paths and as in a work of art, a book or whatever, the fact is they both kind of do the same thing, right?
Yeah, in different ways. Yeah.
Well, I mean, really, it's only one thing. It's your development that's creating who you are and how you express who you are via your voice. So, in theory, I was thinking that an author could actually pick a voice. I mean, a mental voice or like a physical voice of their character, whichever resonates better with the author's brain, and use that to build their voice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if they do that, but...
No, yeah. A lot of people hear...
I'm sure they all do.
A lot of people hear the character's voice in their head at random times, and that's often, like, the spark that starts a book.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Do you want to do an experiment or not?
Oh, sure. Maybe. Is it scary?
It's terrifying. So... basically, what you can do as an author is try to live inside your narrator so you understand their voice, so you understand their subconscious wants, so you understand how they think, so that their voice isn't exactly the same as yours in pattern and tone. And then you can play with the word choices and the pattern again, and the sentence structure and the paragraph structure to show what that character's voice is like, right? So we're gonna do an experiment about, basically we're gonna pretend that we're writing the first line of a story, and the story is a guy, or the scene is a guy is breaking into the Circle K, and you just noticed that this guy is breaking into the Circle K, and you're gonna be just you, Sean Kelly, and oh, maybe he's not breaking in. Let's make him rob him. Rob the Circle K gas station convenience store, please. And you say what you feel, like what you think your character would think right then.
Okay. Okay. So just go with it?
Yeah, just go, man.
So he's like standing in front of the clerk with a knife?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, whatever, yeah.
Hey, motherfucker, put that down before I fucking kill you! That was not in the book.
I don't know. Is a pretty definite voice right there, man. Apologies. We'll put a little disclaimer on this one that says there's a swear word in it. So, Sean's voice is very definite. Now, if I'm creating a character that's not Sean, it's going to not have that sentence pattern. Probably not quite so many exclamation points or F words, especially if I'm writing a book for a young adult that I don't want to get banned. So my narrator's sentence would be, I'm having a hard time. Okay, the big white guy was robbing the store, but he had a knife and he was kind of hot. Should I try to stop him?
Or wait for him to come out?
Will you just stop? Sean wouldn't even let me read my own story.
Sorry.
And then I was like, hey, Mr. White Guy, you're being really uncool. Why don't you put the knife down? And there, that's the beginning of my story. And as you can tell, the sentence structure and the emphasis and even the point of view and the character's want and motivation are really different in both of those random examples that we just created.
Do you want me to give you his reply to you?
No, I don't want... so frustrating. You're frustrating me, man.
Why?
Well, you're too funny.
I'm not funny. I just know what he's going
to
say.
No one wants to know what he's going to say. You already had two F-bombs in there, man.
Can't you bleep it out?
I don't know how to do that. I'm not that technically adept.
Do it cool so they can hear it on each end. I don't know for sure what it is.
Okay, that's good, man.
So, this dog tip for life comes from Gabby today. Because since we're talking about voice and the thing I threw in there about parallel, like mental and physical voice, Smarty hardly barks. So he was like, dude, I only got one voice, and that's my face and my expressions, with rare exception. Now, Gabby, on the other hand, she has both voices, and she's a rare example because they're both the same. Exactly. You let her outside or you take her for a drive, ask and be witnessed on Facebook. She will bark at everything and nothing. Just the same, it doesn't matter. And her bark's the same and her actions are the same. But that's cool. She's just doing her job. And her physical manifestation of her voice, since, you know, they're dogs, is to just kind of like stare straight ahead, no matter if you're talking to her or not. So they're both kind of middle of the road, what do you call it, personalities, if you will. So her tip to me was, don't let your voices be the same all the time, for sure, and make difference. Because it's important to make difference for people to think you like them or you're interested in them. Well, don't laugh, because this relates to writing. Because if you can perfect the act of being a great social person and make people think like you really care about them and feel about them, even if you just met them, then how well are you going to translate that into a best-selling novel right there? Huh? Give me some feedback, please.
Yeah.
Well, that's Gabby's tip. I guarantee you that if you're on here listening to writing tips, you might not have had a bestseller yet. But if you do, that will make you so happy. Just ask Carrie.
Oh my God.
She really loves it, as do it all the others. So, you can be a best-selling author, no matter what anybody tells you. They all better be telling you that. Tell them I told you so. Thanks for listening. There are further tips to go along with this podcast, and they can be found on CarrieJonesBooks.com. Only one dot in there. CarrieJonesBooks.com. And while you're there, because you're going to visit so often, keep your eyes open for when she tells you that the dog's new website, believe it or not, entitled Dogs Are Smarter Than People.com. Sparty and Gabby will be assisting us in maintaining their brand new website. So check it out. I think Carrie has something to say.
I don't really have anything like promotional to say, other than it makes me happy if you like my blog. But what I really wanted to say is that your voice
and the things that make you you and the things that make you different in your life and in writing, those things matter. And you matter. And it's good to reach out and find other people who need to know that they matter too. Your stories matters. Your experience matters. The differences in your voice, the voice you project and the voice that's inside, oh, that's really, really important because it's what makes you you.
You can't help yell, Range Rover coming with the bright lights on. Hits me in the head, runs me over, hon. Can't help but think what it would be like if there was just a little bit of light.